MSNBC's Reid: ceasefire hopefully leads to work fixing real problem of occupation and less anti-Semitism. By Ian Hanchett on October 31, 2023. On Monday's broadcast of MSNBC's The Reid Out, host Joy Reid argued that a ceasefire in the Israel-Hamas conflict would hopefully lead to tamping down the McCarthyism and the doxing and anti-Semitism and Islamophobia and anti-Palestinian racism and someone working to solve the real problem, which is a 56-year occupation of the West Bank and Gaza Strip that has sparked and will continue to spark vehement, and yes, even violent resistance, whether Hamas exists or not. Reid began by stating that the attacks by Hamas and anti-Semitism are wrong. But how does bombing a densely populated land strip, filled with children, constitute self-defense? How does bombing hospitals, churches, mosques, and UN schools constitute self-defense? Well, you say, if Hamas fighters are hiding in the hospital using the civilians as human shields. Okay, let's say they are. Are you arguing that flattening the hospital and killing newborns in their incubators and their moms in the NICU, cancer patients, someone with a broken leg, the doctors, nurses, and just the women and kids hiding in the hospital, that's not a war crime? Because you would be wrong, according to international law. After stating that the bombing of Afghanistan post-9/11 was ineffective, she added that calling for a ceasefire has somehow come to mean anti-Semitism and a lack of care about those who were brutally killed on October 7, or even support for Hamas. So, how then do you explain the family members of some of those being held by Hamas who are also calling for a ceasefire? And what would a ceasefire even mean? Well, it would literally mean both sides stop shooting. No more rockets into Israel, no more Israeli jets strafing Gaza. It would mean a prisoner swap negotiated by credible third parties, which, sadly, probably doesn't include us at this point. It would mean getting food, water, and medicine into Gaza and not pushing for 2 million Palestinians to expel themselves to Egypt or Jordan, likely to never be allowed to return. Hopefully, it would mean damping down the McCarthyism and the doxing and anti-Semitism and Islamophobia and anti-Palestinian racism in our own country and in Europe. And then somebody, anybody, actually working to solve the real problem, which is a 56-year occupation of the West Bank and Gaza Strip that has sparked and will continue to spark vehement, and yes, even violent resistance, whether Hamas exists or not. Follow Ian Hanchett on Twitter at Ian Hanchett.